I have a word that we want to declare tonight, and do pray for us as we look into the word. And that word is distraction. Distraction. Amen. There's quite a bit of distraction. And a lot of times, you know, if we not mindy careful, sometimes things are just, even like coming to service time. Amen. You know, you could be want to go to service. Folks had Monday and Tuesday. Just say you have the Wednesday night service. You know, folks can come visit you or take you out to dinner on Monday and Tuesday. But that night, Wednesday night, everybody wants to come in. Hey, you want to go to dinner? Hey, I'll come by to talk to you. No, it's time for church. I don't let nobody distract me. When it's time for service time, I say, hey, listen, you're going to have to see me tomorrow. Amen, because it's church time. And that's how we have to be as children of God. We cannot let nothing deter us from the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. And we realize that the Lord he's the center of our lives. He's the one that we want to keep focus on.
Amen.
Amen. And the devil used a lot of tactics, amen, to try to deceive us and try to make us do other things. Amen. So distraction is a temptation that we got to be really careful. Now, see, the devil knows how to get the Christian folks. He knows how to get the saints of God. He all of it is sin. Distraction is sin. But he know you ain't going to go out here and just start smoking drugs or go out here and do a real major sin or, you know, just turn your back on God and just doing drinking and that. But these little things, amen, amen, praise God. These little things like distraction, praise you, Lord. You supposed to go this way and the devil have you going that way. Come on, somebody. Amen. We want to keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because he will take us, amen, with him. And that's the problem today. And that's how he get people. Amen. Distraction. Praise God. This is so serious. Distraction is so serious. It can make you miss the crown.
Right.
It can make you miss out on God.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin cannot enter there.
Yes.
Well, I want to do what God inquired of me to do. I don't want to let nothing sidetrack me. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And it's easy. It's very easy to get sidetracked. I know people right now in my congregation. They was, amen, they was coming to church and they was doing good, amen, and living for God. And then they began to, amen, look on the social media. Amen. There's a lot of stuff that they gazing at. Amen. Sometimes they're gazing at other ministers or other church works or they're gazing at other things that don't mean you no good that will allow you to get trapped up and, amen, and possibly lose your soul. Amen. Praise God. But this particular person, amen, he started looking at other pastors. He started looking at other church and how they perform and how they operate. And then they come to me and say, Pastor, he said, the Bible don't, you preach it this way, but the man on social media, he said it this way. I said, now who you going to listen to? You going to listen to the pastor or you going to listen to social media? Amen. He said, well, I want to listen to you, but you got to listen to your pastor because the pastor will tell you what the words say. You listen, you get all confused, let that allow you to get distracted and looking and listening and gazing to other stuff. Amen. And not only pastors and preachers, but a lot of stuff, amen, on social media that people need to get off of social media. This here should be our social media. Amen. The word of the Lord. This will answer every question and it will work out every problem. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to read through the word of God how this is a serious matter. Because some people, amen, sort of looking at other things and lost out with God. I don't want to lose out with God. Now, the definition, amen, of distraction is, it said, a thing that prevents someone giving full attention to something else.
Yes.
Amen. Supposed to give attention to the word, but your mind is gazing at other things. Praise God. And it's, but then it said here, diversions, amen, interruption, disturbance, interference, hindrance. Amen. All these things will hinder you, interfere with what God intends for you to be doing, but you're so busy body and things that will lead you astray. But I'm here to tell you, church, this is what we need. Yes. Amen. Never let nothing distract you from God's word. Right. Don't never let nothing distract you from the service of the Lord. I'm glad to see you here tonight. And you all didn't let nothing distract you. Amen. You here, and we all on one accord. It may be a few people here. That's fine. Amen. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said what? Their eye will be in the mix. He is with us. Amen. So don't feel like you are forsaken. Don't feel deserted. Amen. God is with us all. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that. I already feel his spirit in this place. Praise God. Now, there's a key way that the devil distracts us too. He get our minds off on other things. Amen. Sometimes we allow the devil to play with our minds and we not listen to the mind of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is saying go to the right. Amen. And keep straight. And the devil tell you go to the left and keep straight. Where you going to end up? You're going to end up to a downward road. But if you follow the Lord's path, amen, you take a right and keep straight. You live that holy life. Amen. God will bless you. God will keep you encouraged. God will, amen, be on your side. When you have pains and agony, when trouble times come, he's right there with you, praise God. I don't want the Lord to forsake me. I want the Lord said he will never leave us, not forsake us, if we just keep walking in his will. Praise God. Amen. And that's how you make it. Keep walking in his will. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, the devil, he's worked with our minds. He tried to, amen, confuse us. And he tried to, amen, get us all mixed up and get us all interested in something else other than the word. Hello in here. Amen. Sometimes you start looking. See, this is enough for us to get to heaven. Amen. But so many people is engaged in this and that and looking at this. Amen. And they're going to lose out with God. Yes. This is enough. Yes. Follow God's word. Yes. Do his will. Keep his commandments. Keep your head lifted up. Yes. The devil don't want nobody to make it. Amen. The devil don't want nobody to be encouraged. That's right. The devil don't want nobody, amen, to be enjoying the greatness of the Lord.
That's right.
But we're going to praise him anyhow. We're going to rejoice anyhow. Praise God, because God is on our side.
That's right.
And that's why he said he ain't going to never leave me nor forsake me. And I have a strong determination that I ain't going to never leave him.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. He's been in my life for a few number of years now, and I'm not planning on quitting.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not going to quit that relationship. Quitter never win, and a winner will never quit.
Right.
So let's keep our minds focused on the Lord. And that's how, and I want to speak about the minds. The mind is something that the devil loves to work with, praise God. And we got to learn how to allow our minds, amen, to be wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus. It's all about the Lord, amen, amen. Now, over here in Philippians, let's turn to Philippians there. Amen. The second chapter here, praise God, is the second chapter in the fifth verse. It said, let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. You got that? I see you got your books out. That is so good, young people. And you taking notes. That is good. Wonderful. Amen. I like that. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? Do you know if we all had the mind of Jesus, we wouldn't need the police department?
That's right.
We will not need the military. Amen. In the news, they was out there in Washington, D.C., and that's kind of amazing where they put the military on their own people. United States military is guarding that town. Amen. We wouldn't need that if everybody had the mind of
that's
Christ.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. This world will be in a peaceful shape. Praise God. Amen. But the Lord wants us all to have the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. And when you get the mind of the Lord, you do righteous. You walk right. You live right. You love right. You, amen, do his will. Praise God. Amen. You'll stay focused. You won't be wibbling and dobbing here and there. Amen. Anything that just can knock you off the mat. Amen. Praise God. But we got to keep our mind on the Lord. We sing a song back at home. That old religion make me love everybody. Amen. That old time religion make me keep my mind on the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know to keep your mind in the Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Then Isaiah. Let's turn to Isaiah over here. Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Pray for us. Are you praying for me?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. All right, let's see here. Amen, amen. Praise his holy name. All right. Let's see. Amen. Isaiah, the 26th chapter. And we want to read the third verse, Isaiah 26, 3. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on thee, because he trusted in me. Amen. That's why we have a disturbed society. That's why we have a world that's chaos and troubles. Amen. Because the minds is... Amen, is not in perfect peace. Praise God. Perfect peace will keep you, amen, balanced. Perfect peace will keep you focused. Perfect peace will keep you on fire for God. You don't let nothing disturb your peace.
Yes.
Praise God. The devil wants to disturb your peace. He's a peace breaker, but the Lord is a peacemaker.
Yes.
Praise God. He likes us to just be in unity and work together and love one another. Praise God. And that's how it works. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. The Lord said, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he what? Trusted in thee. Praise God. Let us trust in the Lord. Praise God. He will keep us going on. Amen. Don't trust in man. Man will fail you. Man will fall. Praise God. We want to trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We want to trust in the Lord. I tell you, if we trust in the Lord, everything will be all right. It ain't hard. Some people say, it's so hard to trust the Lord. Amen. It's so hard to do God's will. It's so hard to just stay focused. Amen. No, don't speak that. Speak positive. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. You can make it anyhow. If God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Speak that positive in a negative situation. Quit looking at all the negativity and look on the positive. What God can do.
Yes.
Amen. And sometimes he might don't do it when you want him to do it. But you got to learn to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
How many know when you wait on the Lord, he'll come to your rescue. Bible says, wait on the Lord and he will what? Renew your strength and mount up your wings as eagles, and you shall run and not be wearied, and you shall walk and not faint. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes we so fast, the Lord just about to come and you don't jet it off and going on and doing your thing. How many know your way don't work? Amen. It'll lead you to a roadblock.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. But if you listen to Jesus, Jesus' hands is open. And he is saying, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Any man come to me. Amen. How many know you're going to be all right?
That's right.
Amen. Look out, somebody. You're going to be all right. Amen. I learned to let the Lord do the driving. And I be the backseat rider. Amen. Because I don't know where to go. I don't know how to drive. But the Lord knows how to drive.
Amen.
He's a good driver.
That's right.
Somebody said, I got my CDLs. I don't care what you got. You ain't better than God.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. And I'm so glad he do the driving, because we do the driving. We want to always stay on the mountaintop. We don't never want to get in the valley. Hello. Yeah. Amen. But you know there's peace in the valley. There's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. Yeah, don't be scared to fight. Amen. We don't be scared for trials and troubles and temptation. As long as we got God, he will fight our battles. Praise God. The only thing I have to do in numerous time when the devil come, I just point. I say, Lord, you see it.
Yes.
Point at it. You see it. Turn it around, Lord.
Yes.
You fix that thing. I ain't going to be gazing at that and losing my soul.
That's right.
Just looking at something that's not going to work.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
That's an image.
Yeah.
Golden image.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yes.
But it's nothing.
That's right.
It don't breathe.
Yep.
It don't have breath. Amen. We serve a living God.
Yes.
We serve an able God.
Amen.
A God that can do things. A God that can bless you. You hear, if you're sick, he can heal you.
Yes.
Amen. If you, amen, amen, need Christ and you don't know Jesus for your pardon of your sin, he can be your deliverer.
That's right.
Amen. Everything is in the Lord. We don't have to go outside the box for nothing. He got it all.
Yes.
But if you listen to the devil, he'll say, oh, that way ain't no good. That's a boring way. I heard people say that. Man, I've been saved and going to when I was 16, and I'm 65, and I ain't never got bored.
Thank the Lord. That's right.
Don't you know what? It's what you put in.
Yes.
If you put something into something, you'll get something out.
Yes.
Why are you going to the teller machine? You ain't put no money in there. Now, why are you going to the teller machine? If you ain't putting no money in there, you ain't going to get none out.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Now, if you put something into God, you will get some out of God.
Yes.
And I hear people, and it's not wise. Sometimes people say, well, I'm just as better than so-and-so. Yeah, I'm doing just as good as he's doing. That's the Bible said, compare yourself among yourselves.
That's not wise.
Amen. We all got to stand before God.
That's right.
Yes.
And when you stand before God, what's your name, brother?
Brenton.
Brenton?
B-R-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay, Brenton. When you stand before God, he ain't going to ask you about Brother Jerry. You got to answer God for yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Ain't it right? Yeah. This is an individual matter.
Yes.
I know we love everybody in here. We all in this church and congregation together. But when you stand before God, it ain't going to be a congregation matter.
That's right.
It's going to be an individual
matter.
That's right.
He's going to judge you for the deeds that you have done.
That's right.
The ways that you have lived.
That's right.
The way you behave. Mm-hmm. The way you live on this earth. And when you die, that's the way you're going to die.
Yes.
It ain't going to be no transition like when you... Some people think when you die, some spiritual thing will happen, you'll go to heaven. No, that's a deception. The way you die, that's the way you're going to wake up. So we got to die right and live right.
Yes.
If we live right, then we'll die right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And one thing about our life, and we need to realize this here, in my life, I see more young people die. I see more young people, more than older people. That's what I see more now. Grandma and grandpa is burying their children. So don't feel like young people, I got plenty of time. I ain't but 12 years old. I have preached numerous funerals this year and last year more than I ever preached. And guess what? I see little graves. I see long graves.
Yes.
That show you that we all must die.
That's right.
And we're all going to be judged by the deeds that we have done in these bodies.
Yes.
Amen. And we got to make sure amen, that we didn't allow nothing to stop us. We didn't allow nothing to distract us. Our mind is made up. We're going on in Jesus' name.
Yes.
With our head lifted up. See, the devil wants you to be stressed. He wants you to be wearied and well-doing. But I'm here to tell you, don't be troubled. Word tell us, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God, sister.
Yes.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
That's right.
In my Father's house or many mansions. If it was not so, he said he would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you and I'm going to come back.
That's right.
And I'm going to receive you into myself, yes. To himself. He's going to receive us. So I want to make sure that I'm crossing every T.
Yes.
And I'm dotting every I. Some people say that's too much. You can't do that. You can't live that way. Oh, yes, you can.
Yes.
You may cannot, but God can through you.
Yes.
Isn't it right?
Yes.
Let his mind, as we just said, be in you.
Yes.
Amen. Then you are able to do it because you think like God.
Yes.
And it's God that's in you that's working through you. He's your hands. He's your feet. He's your mind. He leads you.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yes.
Making me to lie down in green pastures. Leading me beside the still waters. Yes, he's the one that'll lead us in the righteous paths.
That's right.
We don't have to be confused.
That's right.
I know the world is confused. People is confused. But our mind is wrapped up and tied up in the Lord. We're going to be all right. Amen. I came all the way from North Carolina to Boley, Oklahoma, to let you know, church, long your hands is in God's hands. Long you get wrapped up in him, you're going to be all right. Amen. You stay in focus on Jesus and not losing hope, but keep your head looking up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And you will make it. You will make it. And you got to tell yourself, you are making. I know we're living in a negative society, and it looks like it's just so rough and tough, but I'm here to tell you, you can make it.
Amen.
Let's turn over here to First Peter. Someone get me that for me. Someone get that. First Peter, Brother Ivan, amen, the first chapter and the 13th verse. Read that, please.
What? First Peter what?
The first chapter,
okay.
Verse 13.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Be sober.
Be sober.
And hope to the end.
And hope to the end.
For the grace that is to be brought unto you.
Yes.
At the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. The point here, I want to say here where it said, gird up the loins of your mind. What did that mean? Quit allowing those minds to run around in every and anything.
That's right.
Amen. That's where people get in trouble. Sometimes they're supposed to be reading their Bibles, but the mind is in somebody else's bedroom.
Yes.
The mind is running.
Yep.
Here and there. The mind, praise God, is, as I said earlier, running into a lot of negative things on social media. You spend a lot of time, the mind, looking at that and trying to figure out some stuff. But I want to tell you today, in the fear of the Lord, this is what we need, our minds on.
That's right.
Amen. And you ain't got to figure this out. Only thing you got to do is ask God to give you wisdom and understanding of his word, and he will declare it. And that's what's wrong with the world today. The mind is all girt. The mind is running here, running there, going all around. Amen. But you need to pull those minds in.
Yes.
Under the subjection of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. That's why people commit adultery. Their minds are running.
Yes.
That's why people, amen, having divorce and leaving their wives and husbands for somebody else's husband and wife. Come on. Those minds get to running. Amen. Those minds just run all around. And we need to see, that's a distraction.
Yes.
We need to pull those minds in.
That's right.
We need to pull those minds in.
That's right.
Put them in subjection.
That's right.
Let the Lord allow those minds to be holy minds. And let the Lord have the minds to do the right thing. Praise God.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you what, that's right there is what really destroying America. Destroying people. Destroying folks' souls. Because they just, wherever your mind tells you, you do it. Amen. That ain't good. Don't have loose minds.
That's right.
Let us have the mind of the Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Let me
read a little bit more of that.
Read that, brother.
It says, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance.
See? Former lust. Amen. In your ignorance, read.
But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy.
Come on now. Look at God. Look at God. He called you. He called you. Read that again. About call.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy.
That's
in
it.
All manner of conversation.
Right. He calling you. That's the Lord.
That's right.
So let us be like him. Let us be holy as he is holy.
Yes.
The Bible said when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Yes. So we got some measuring up room. Amen. I don't know we all there yet.
Yes.
But I do know God is tarrying.
Yes.
And he's giving us time to get
where
we need to go.
Right.
And I do believe, I was preaching not long ago back home, all the things that the Lord said was going to happen, it's already fulfilling now. Everything, the kingdoms against kingdoms, nation against nations, pestilence in diverse places, amen, earthquakes and all these things that happened. We never in North Carolina have had an earthquake. The earthquakes normally be, amen, out west and all these places. We just had one, 2.7 before I came. Uh-huh. Amen, right there in Asheville, North Carolina. So it said earthquakes in diverse places. That means different places.
Yes.
So that just let you know the Lord is soon to come. But you know what? I believe that he's waiting, amen, where everybody will have at least a chance to come to God.
Yes.
All right, that last 24, that last verse, it speak about that. Everything, because all the other stuff is happening, but the word got to be witnessed to. I mean, we are blessed over here in USA, but there are countries, amen, don't know a lot about Christianity, don't know a lot about and that's why I thank God for the missionaries. Let's keep them encouraged, because they are going to these countries and preaching Christ. Amen. And giving everyone an ample chance to come. Some people ain't going to have numerous chances like we are. We have chances after chances. And that's why people today, they just think it's just nothing. Man, I ain't ready to get saved yet. I'm young. I got to party a little longer. Amen. No, you don't know when you're going out of here.
That's right.
But I tell you one thing, the Lord is soon to come.
Yeah,
and people try to make a joke out of, oh, man, I hear that my grandma, my great-grandmama been saying that to me when I was a little boy. Lord ain't came yet. Keep watching.
That's right.
Amen. He's on his way.
Yes.
He is. I can feel it. Amen. And so that's why, church, make sure you're ready.
Amen.
Young people, make sure you're ready.
Yes.
Amen. Don't allow nothing to capture your attention more than the word of the Lord.
Right.
This is powerful. This word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
This word, amen, will stand when everything else fails.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The word will last forever. If you get the word in you, you will last to everlasting life. Praise God. So I thank God. I thank God tonight. Amen for the word. Was there any more scriptures on that, brother?
Yes, about all.
That's all good. Thank you for praying it out. Praise God. Amen. I thank the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. To God be the glory. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to see over here. That was 1 Peter, wasn't it? 1.
Yes.
113, great God. All right. Did we read that?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, now, good job. Thank y'all. All right, now we want to go over here to let you see how important it is to stay focused on Jesus. Not focused on your boyfriend. Not focused on that that activity you got going on that's negative. But focus on Jesus. Now, do you remember Peter? Peter, he was walking on the water. Amen. And he was doing pretty good. Amen. I was, when I was reading that, I said, praise God. I didn't ever hear nobody walking on the water, but Peter was walking. But, you know, starting off with the Lord and don't end up and continue your walk with God, that do no good. Amen. We got to continue until the end. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Now, let's turn over here. Matthew 14, the 22nd verse here. Praise God. All right. All right. It said, let's go at 22nd verse. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And with the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, it's a spirit. I believe one gospel said, it's a ghost. But it said, and they cried out for fear. So they was afraid. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, hey, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Sometimes we get afraid. Sometimes things transpire. And we get afraid. And Jesus is letting us know we don't have to be afraid.
Yes.
Amen. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. How many know if the Lord is for us, who can be against us?
That's right.
Yeah. How many know he's a mighty good leader?
Yes.
Amen. He'll take care of us.
The Lord.
And it said, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thy, bid me to come unto thee on the water. Now Peter was one of the apostles. He was always quick to speak.
Yes, he was.
Amen. Now he's talking, Lord, here if it is, amen. I would call me so I can come. But Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thy, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. Jesus told Peter, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Look out, somebody. Look at the power of God.
Amen.
Sometimes things look difficult in our lives and look like we can't do what God intends for us to do. But when the Lord tells you to come, amen, the Lord will give you power to come. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And he gave Peter power to walk.
Thank the Lord. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes.
But it was Peter that took his eyes off of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
And a lot of times, that's why we don't make it with God. Some folks backslide. Some folks throw the towel in. Because why? Not because of the Lord. You can't put that blame on the Lord.
That's right.
It's because of you and me. Amen.
That's right.
The Lord is saying tonight, come.
That's right.
Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your soul. Do anybody need to rest tonight?
Yes.
I want to say he's a rest giver.
Yes, amen.
Amen. You can rest from all your fears. You can rest from all your problems. You can rest from all your troubles. The Lord can. He's there. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to say, you don't have to wait till the preacher get finished preaching. If the Lord touch your heart and deal with your heart, you can come right now.
Yes.
To an altar prayer.
Yes.
Amen. You know, sometimes you by the time the preacher get finished, amen, the dealer might be off of you. But when the Lord is dealing with you, you come.
Yes.
And allow the Lord to work a miracle in your life. Come. And allow the Lord to fix that thing that's ailing you. You know you got something in your mind that's bothering you. You know you ain't walking all the way up to the fiery line. You got some hindrances. And it comes from distractions. But don't let nobody distract you from keeping your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I call this a Christian, a gospel tour that we have in here. I'd been to over here is Brother Ivan, congregation during Guthrie. Now I'm here with Sister Doris Clay. But guess what? I ain't tell none of y'all, but I got distracted. You know, the devil's throwing stuff all in the way,
yeah.
Making things happen, want me to give up, hold my hand up. Well, you know, I ain't going. I said, devil, you's a liar.
That's right.
You might as well back up and put it in reverse.
Yes.
Because I got minds and drives.
Yes.
I'm going on.
Amen.
In the name of the
too.
Lord.
Amen.
I mean, I don't mean that I'm mean. I'm a nice person. I'm not mean. But I mean to go right on.
That's right.
Until the crown is won.
Amen.
I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never
Amen.
Turn back.
Amen.
Defeat I shall not know. For God will
yes.
give me the victory.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. And if I got the victory, I know I can go right on.
That's right.
Should opposition come? Yes, things are coming to oppose you.
Yes.
Things are coming to try to stop you.
That's right.
And try to block you. But when you've got when you got Jesus by your side and peace within your soul, no matter if the battle's hot, I mean to win the go.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Ain't nothing gonna stop you. Praise God. I'm determined. Amen. That song we sing, I will not allow nothing here to hinder me.
That's right.
Amen. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. Praise God. If you can't help me, move out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
I got to run on.
That's
Praise
right.
God. So we got to have that strong determination. If you see hindrances trying to get in your way, you move them. You reduce
That's
them.
Right.
Get on them. I'm going to church. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to stay saved. I'm going to do the right thing.
That's right. Yes.
Ain't it right?
Yes.
Well, Peter, did you do the right thing? He could have. But he took his eyes off of Jesus. Let's see what the word say. Amen. So he said, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And that's what he's telling all of us tonight. Be of good cheer. Everything going to be all right. You may have a little trouble here and there. I got you. Amen. You in my domain. I'll fix that thing. Turn it over to me.
Yes.
Let go of your problem and let God fix it.
Yes.
Peter answered and said, Lord, if bid me to come. The Lord said, come on. Come on. Come. And when Peter came down out of the ship, he walked the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Amen. That happened to us. Sometimes it happened to people. They began to start looking at the wind and looking at the boisterous wind and looking over here to the left and looking over here to the right. But he should have kept his eyes on Jesus. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, he could have took care of the wind. He could have took care of everything. But just keep your eyes on me. Yeah. Jesus said, come. How are you going to come and follow Jesus and you're looking over here to the right? Your eyes is off of the Lord. Amen. Looking at the water, the wind, and whatever. So that's distraction. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. See how it can make you not make heaven? Mm-hmm. Looking at all of this stuff that's going on?
Right.
Amen. See, sometimes people ask me sometime right in my congregation when some stuff be going on. They say, Pastor, do you see that? Do you see that storm? Do you see that person? No. And I don't want to see it. I'm seeing God. So you won't see so much if you're looking at the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
See, a lot of times seeing get you in trouble.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, you see it. Then when you start seeing that, you want to dabble in that. Leave it to God. I don't want to see it.
Right. Yes.
I don't have to see it.
Right.
As long as the Lord sees it, he's going to fix it. The only thing he wants me to do is follow his will.
Right.
He's the leader. And he's telling all of us, as he told Peter to come. And I'm saying that tonight to you all and myself. Come to Jesus.
Right.
While you have a chance. Come.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get it right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Is that a fair deal?
Yes.
Amen. The Lord is passing through, amen, Boley, Oklahoma one more time. And he's giving us all a chance. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And he began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
Yes.
See, Jesus didn't get angry. Jesus still was there for him. He caught,
yes.
Jesus caught,
yes,
Peter, and he dealt with the problem.
Yes.
And the problem was what? Little faith.
Yes.
Oh, thou a little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased.
Yes.
Look at God. Look at God perform. Look at that miracle, and he's the same Lord today.
Yes.
He can do the same thing right here in Boley, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Amen. That's why we want to hit the streets around here.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. I know we're back in the bushes back here, but we can go to them streets and bring these folks and let them know that the lighthouse, amen, back in the back.
Yes.
Praise God. Come on and be blessed. Amen. Come and see a man that can do all things.
Right.
Amen. A man that can give you that everlasting water where you will never thirst again.
Right.
Amen. You may drink your Deerport water, but I'm telling you something. Your Deerport water ain't like this everlasting water. You drink this water, you will never thirst again. Come on, somebody.
Yes, amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Folks need to hear this. They need to hear the gospel teaching. They need to know what God can do. You ain't got to keep walking around here. Amen. You just as thirsty as you can be. And here's all this water. Amen. It don't run out either. His well don't go dry.
Right.
Amen. The lady there at the well, she was going to the man-made well, the Jacob well. Amen. That well run out sometimes. But I'm telling you, the Lord well's everlasting to everlasting.
That's right. Yes.
Amen. It don't run out.
That's right.
Praise God. Come and take a drink.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about a drink of liquor either.
That's right.
Come and drink a drink.
Yes, life giving.
Of this life. This everlasting,
yes,
life water.
Yes.
This living water.
Yes.
Come on,
life,
somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You may, y'all looking at me kind of funny. But I want to tell you who I represent. I am a salesman for Jesus.
Yes, me too.
He is my boss man.
Yes, yes.
He tells me what to do. always said that he was my boss man. And I went the other day at a flea market and I found a hat that said, Jesus is the boss.
Yes.
And I bought that hat. And I wear it too. Proudly. Amen. Jesus, my boss man.
Yes.
Amen. He's my chief and commander. Yes. I'm talking about somebody don't never lose a battle.
That's right.
I used to fight. Used to knock people upside the head. I used to think I was tough. But the Lord took the fight out of me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. When I got saved, I quit fighting. I just pointed. I said, Lord, you see it. Fix that problem. Turn it around. Work a miracle right there, Lord.
Yeah.
I ain't got to do nothing but point. Yeah. You realize the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, you see it? Sometimes we don't understand that we're fighting another man's battle. We're trying to fix it. We're trying to fight. We're trying to do this. Put your sword down. You just stand still and see. The salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
It ain't nothing you got to do. The Lord don't need us.
That's right.
Sometimes we think we're really important, but I'm here to tell you, the Lord don't need us.
Yes.
But we need him.
Yes, we do.
Praise God. I need him every step of the way.
Yes.
I cannot even walk unless he hold my hand. I cannot even talk unless he give me breath to breathe.
Yes.
Amen. I can't do nothing without him. Paul said, I love Paul. Brother Paul said, but I can do all things.
That's right.
Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens thee.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's who I represent. If you don't know who I am tonight, some of y'all ain't never met me. Amen. I am a representative of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm here to tell you, if you get a dose of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. He makes the difference.
That's right.
You'll never be the same.
That's true.
Amen. And ain't nobody got to pump and prime you to come to the service. Ain't nobody got to pull you and beg you. Amen. When you get a good dose of Jesus, you'll be here for the pastors here. Hello, somebody. Doors open. Everything is ready. Amen. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Don't lose your excitement. You know, we live in a dull age. I know a lot of stuff happened and everybody head hung and oh. But Jesus still alive and well.
Yes.
And he's still doing business.
Yes.
His shop is open.
That's right.
I know who you have like open time and closing time, you know, 9 to 6 to amen. We're open and from 8 to 5 we're open, but we'll close up at 6 o'clock. But I'm here to tell you, God don't close shop.
Right.
He opened 24/7.
Yes.
365.
Yes.
7 days a week.
Here is open.
Man, I had to call on him. Yes. Wee hours of the morning, that pain hit my body.
Yeah.
I don't think I got to do amen and just look up to the ceiling and say, Lord, come. I need you. This pain is kicking. Amen. And you know what? The Lord will come right to the rescue.
Yes.
I'm talking about immediately.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
So, I know what God can do.
Amen. Me too.
I know too much to doubt him.
Yes.
Because I know too much about him.
Yes.
Amen. And his word doesn't lie. His word is clear. It don't need to be on no stand. It stands on its own feet right here. It would do what it said it could do. Now the devil, see how it worked. Come on, sister. Look. Pick my glasses up. He don't want me to read no more, but he might as well get back. Amen. That's how you do. He'll knock the glasses off. He'll... The flower pot will fall off the... I'm glad you got none out here because I get kind of emotional at times. And but anyway, God is good.
Yes.
And he's good all the time.
That's right.
Amen. Anybody get bad, it be us. It won't be God. You can't fault God for nothing. We live in a time now people is faulting God. If he God, why he allowed this to happen? If he God, what is he doing? I said, doing what he's sent to do.
Yes.
He works on his schedule, not yours. And we got to realize that. I'm glad you don't have a clock back there. But, you know, it's because some people just look at the clock. They go by clock time. Kind of like Mary and Martha. I've been here so many hours and you ain't got here, Lord. And I've been waiting. And now my brother's he's sick. Now he's dead. So, God can heal the body as well as raise the dead. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we forget who God is. Amen. Come forth, Lazarus. Look at the Lord. He came forth.
Yes.
Amen. So let's not forget who God, who's the Lord, who the Lord is. The Lord is our Savior. He's our deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's our mighty God.
Yes.
He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star.
Yes.
Amen. He's Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
He's the first and the last.
Right.
He's everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And he's ready to do business tonight. If you need prayer, don't leave out of here and act like everything is all right. Don't act like it's teeth at this altar. It's going to bite you if you come up. Rah! This is where you get your joy.
Yes.
This is where you get your peace.
Yes.
This is where you get your salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Everything is here. We don't have to go outside. I know they got a church down there. Amen. Big and nice. Steeple. I mean, laid out. But guess what? They might not have what we have here. We got Jesus.
Yes.
Look out, somebody. We have the Spirit of God right in this place.
Yes.
See, the Lord ain't like man say, well, I'm going to pass that church. You know, I want to go here to this big church. Lord don't think like that. We are the church. And the Lord is interested in us.
That's right.
And he just wants us to work for him.
Yes.
And share this gospel with others. We need that outreach spirit. And I tell you, that sister sitting right there, Sister Doris Clay, she's a challenge to me.
Yes, me too.
Amen. She's got an outreaching spirit.
Yes.
She tried to make things happen at her age.
Yes.
At her age. Ain't it a blessing?
Yes. Really
is. You hear years ago, people said, there is no retirees in the church. I didn't understand it, but I understand it now.
Yeah.
I don't care how old you get. You don't quit.
Yeah.
As long as you can go, go. Yeah. Amen. If you can't stand behind the pulpit, preach in the seat. Amen. Preach sitting down. Keep it going. I'd rather die preaching the gospel than sit down doing nothing.
Yes.
Hello. Because that's what it means so much to me. And I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord for his greatness. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. All right. Hero. Amen. Peter. Praise God. He said, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and he began to sink. He cried saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O ye of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? So church, faith is vital. Faith is important. The definition of faith is, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, amen. Sometimes you can't feel like you're going to get well or you can't see the end result, but that's where you have faith. Faith ain't what you can see or how it look, but faith is just trusting in the Lord and know that the Lord will work it out. Amen. Don't have no doubt. Sometimes things look real tough and impossible. But I'm here to tell you, it ain't too impossible for God. All right, let's turn now. Someone get me these last two scriptures here. And we're going to close. 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. And then we're going to close out on Luke 9:62. Praise God. Now, who got me 1 Corinthians 10:13? Read, please.
I have no temptation taken me.
There have no temptation taken you.
But such as is common to man.
But such as is common to man.
But God is faithful.
Thank the Lord, God is faithful.
Amen. Who will not suffer you to be tempted?
Who will not suffer you to be tempted?
Above that ye are able.
Above that ye are able. I want, hold on right there, brother. Hold on, brother Larry. I want to clap. I like that. But will with. Now, I believe I can preach on that an hour. Will with the temptation. See, we will always want the temptation to go away. Get out of here. I don't want to go through. Move that mountain. Move all this stuff away. But we need to say, Lord, give me strength. Yes. Go through the mountain.
Yes.
Amen. Don't always want the easy street and want the mountain to go away.
Yeah.
But the Lord said, we'll with that temptation. He'll make a way to escape.
Thank
you are able to bear
yes.
it.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. So we don't have to get down and out with all this things that's happening. And amen. Temptation going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But God going to come too.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And he going to let you know that I got this.
Yes.
There's an escape route. You, Lord, got an escape route. You just looking in the natural and it look like it ain't going to work out. But when you put the Lord eyeglasses on. And look through his eyeglasses. You see different. You see your way out. But I look through my eyeglasses. I might can't see it. But I need to take mine off and put the Lord's on.
Yes. Yes.
Then you'll see all things are possible. If you just only believe. I will walk with you.
Yes.
I will talk with you.
Yes, it will.
I'll be with you. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To God be the glory. All right, who's that last scripture there? Luke 9:52. What did that say?
Did you say 52 or
62? 62.
And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow.
Amen. Jesus said to him, no man put his hand on the plow.
Looking back,
and look it back.
It's fit for the kingdom.
Now, if you're going to go right on in Jesus' name, when you put your hand on that gospel plier, I know we got a farmer over here. And I believe he can let us know if you got a plier and you're plying and you looking back, you got some crooked roads.
That's right.
Amen. It's making left turns. It might make a right turn because you ain't looking where you're going. So, but the Bible said it ain't fit for a man to look back. When you put your hand on that gospel plow and look it back, you ain't fit for the kingdom.
Right. Yeah.
So you ain't going to make it.
That's right.
You can't go. Man, I'm going to say this. I won't save. Now listen, I won't save. I'm driving. And I saw something over there that interests me. And I started gazing at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my vehicle. And I was looking at that so long. And next thing I know, I done hit a light pole. I'm looking, listen. My head all bent like this. Some should have said, Jerry, keep your eyes focused.
Yes.
But I'm just looking. And that cost me a whole front end on my vehicle. It didn't total, but it was just about total.
Yeah.
See what looking back will do for you?
Yes.
It don't pay to look back. But look focused.
Yes, right.
Peter,
yeah.
Look at Jesus.
Yes.
Church,
look
at
yes.
Jesus.
That's
God
right.
bless you.